Happy Easter to you all. Today we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter, also known as Divine Mercy Sunday. We can thank Saint Faustina for today's feast. Saint Faustina was a young Polish sister, religious sister, born in 1905. And she belonged to a religious order called the Congregation of Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy. And she wrote a famous diary in which she recounted the 14 times that Jesus appeared to her and revealed to her his desire to celebrate today's feast. And so we can thank her for today's feast. When she was canonized in the year 2000, St. John Paul II declared, "This second Sunday of Easter, from now on throughout the church, will be called Divine Mercy Sunday." The gospel for Divine Mercy Sunday is always the story of doubting Thomas. What convinces Thomas that Jesus has truly risen from the dead is his ability to put his fingers into the wounds of Jesus. Jesus appears to them on Easter Sunday night, and then a week later to Thomas. And he comes to believe because he's able to place his fingers in the nail marks of his hands, of Jesus' hands, and his hand into his side. Indeed, when Jesus was crucified, they hammered nails into his hands and his feet. And after he had died, the soldier pierced Jesus' side with a lance. And the Gospel of John tells us that from Jesus' side, when Jesus' side was pierced with a lance, when his heart was pierced, two things gushed forth, water and blood. And this fact is very significant for us today on the Feast of Divine Mercy. Because when Jesus appeared to St. Faustina, Jesus appeared in such a way that we have this image here in the sanctuary. Our Lord wanted St. Faustina to produce this image because this is how he appeared to her. When Jesus appeared to St. Faustina, rays of light shone out from his heart, one white and the other red. The white one, he said, symbolizes the waters of baptism. The red one symbolizes the precious blood of Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. And just as water and blood gushed forth from Jesus' side as he hung upon the cross, so now, after Jesus has died and after he has risen, friends, we are able now to receive the life of grace. Only after Jesus has died and given up his life for us, and after Jesus has risen from the dead, only now the gates of heaven are opened and we are able to receive God's life of grace. After Jesus' death and resurrection, now our sins can be washed away in the sacrament of baptism. Now Jesus can truly come to dwell within us whenever we receive him in Holy Communion. Friends, there are three things that Jesus wants us to know today on this Divine Mercy Sunday. The first thing that Jesus wants you to know is that Jesus loves you and desires to forgive your sins. Jesus loves you and desires to forgive your sins. The first thing that Jesus did after his resurrection, which we heard in the gospel, the first thing that Jesus did on Easter Sunday after he rose from the dead was he gave his apostles, the first priests of the church, the power to forgive sins in his name. And Jesus wants you to know not to be afraid to confess any and all of your sins. No mortal sin is bigger than the mercy of Jesus. Jesus can and desires to forgive everything and anything. He wants to forgive all of your sins. The only sins that cannot be forgiven are sins that are not confessed to him. Secondly, just as Jesus shows us mercy, Jesus wants us to show that same mercy to others. Not to judge others by their appearance, but to see others as Jesus sees them, sons and daughters of God. Not to be indifferent to the sufferings of and the pain of others, but to be compassionate, to suffer with them. Not to speak negatively of others, but to have words of comfort and forgiveness to all. To show mercy to our fellow man, to our neighbor, by our good deeds, by our acts of charity to them. And lastly, first, Jesus wants you to know that he loves you and forgives your and wants to forgive your sins. Secondly, Jesus wants us to show that mercy to others. And thirdly, Jesus wants us to trust him. Jesus wanted St. Faustina to place at the bottom of the image of the divine mercy the words, "Jesus, I trust in you." Jesus wants us to trust him and to trust the teachings of Holy Mother Church. Because Jesus and his church know what is best for us. And Jesus simply wants us to trust. Especially when we doubt, in times of suffering, of sickness, when we are grieving the death of a loved one. Jesus, I trust in you. Especially in those moments, friends, when we don't feel like trusting. Because if we're really honest, sometimes it's very hard to place our complete confidence in God. However, especially in those moments, we must especially say, "Jesus, I trust in you." Especially when we don't feel it. We have to lead with our lips and let our heart follow. Jesus, I trust in you. No matter what our situation in life is, or whatever our cross may be, or whatever suffering or temptation that we may undergo, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. These five words can be a little prayer that we pray throughout the day. We can utter it hundreds of times a day. Because when we place our trust in him, we know that our peace comes from the heart of Jesus, and that our joy comes from him alone. Jesus, we trust in you. May it be so. Amen.